This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the General Health, Nutrition, and Weight Management channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with expert executive weight loss coach Adele Tevlin. She is the founder of Adele Wellness and is a media nutrition and wellness expert. Adele, certainly a privilege to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Hi, how are you? It's so great to be here. Thank you.
You're more than welcome. Doing great, and certainly a pleasure to have you with us today. So tell us how and why you became a weight loss and wellness coach. What does Adele Wellness mean, and why do people see long-lasting results?
Well, my journey in this area has been probably, started, in my teens. I was a dancer. I was a ballet dancer and was sort of, on track to become a professional ballerina. And being in that type of environment, as you could imagine, there's a lot of pressure on women and male dancers to be thin and, a lot of talk about food and restriction and that kind of thing. And it always really sparked my interest. I did an undergraduate degree at McGill in neuropsychology and then continued on to pursue nutrition. And I sort of, over the years, probably over the last 15, 20 years, have really kind of blended what looks like neuroscience mixed with nutrition and cognitive behavioral therapy. So it's really understanding that nutrition or how we eat is a lot bigger than just the food, and it really is how the brain works around food and in our behaviors. So, that's sort of why I became a weight loss coach was in working with people with eating disorders. I actually started to see that it wasn't just really the spectrum of not eating enough, but a lot of people who overeat, and as we know, obesity is such an epidemic. So I really wanted to create a weight loss program that dealt with people's behaviors and root causes as much as the food. So why people see long-lasting results with me is because I really do get to the root cause of why we eat what we eat and why we're doing what we're doing.
Certainly would be interesting to hear what your five or your top five weightless tips are.
Yeah, only five, right? If everyone always wants to know the five weight loss tips. What I would say predominantly about my five weight loss tips is, if I were to look at some of the tips around nutrition specifically. So one of the things I would say is how we start our day. So breakfast, it's touted the most important meal of the day. And I would agree, but the caveat would be as long as you're not eating sugar for breakfast. And what I mean by that is it's not just sugar in the form of table sugar, but it's how sugar is masked in foods. So for instance, cereals and even if they're touted whole grain or whole grain breads and stuff like that, when eaten first thing in the morning, what they do is they cause our blood sugar to spike. And so it causes us to crave more sugar later in the day. And this is actually why a lot of people struggle with their weight as they start their day with sugar. So one of the first tips I have is, try to not eat sugar for breakfast and instead eat good quality protein and healthy fats in the morning to get your blood sugar steady as opposed to spiked. Does that make sense?
That certainly does make sense for sure. Now, with the demands of all our lifestyles and business of our lives, how can someone be healthy with a busy schedule? It seems that folks just their feet hit the floor and they're eating whatever they can find that's quick and convenient. Please give us your tips, especially for all the corporate professionals.
Yeah. So one of the biggest things I tell my my professional clients who are all executives is you've really got to plan a little bit ahead. One of the things people do is they don't plan for circumstances where they might not get to lunch on time or they might not get to eat when they thought they would eat, and so they go hungry, and then when they're hungry, that's when all breaks loose, because when you're hungry, you'll kind of go for anything. So I always have people, like my clients, I think about snacks that they can pack with them, be it like a healthy bar or some nuts and a fruit, or making sure that they have some snacks with them so that they can sort of have those in between meals if necessary. The other tip I have for busy professionals is that the reality of the situation is anywhere you go these days, whether it be even McDonald's or, you know, a fast food place or a Subway, is there's always salads and healthy options at these restaurants now. So there really is no excuse for not being able to get a healthy option anywhere you go, or even wraps or things like that. So even my busy professionals who are eating out at restaurants often, I really just teach them how to eat properly in terms of always ordering healthy protein and vegetables and really staying away from fried foods and lots of pastas and that kind of thing.
Today we are with Adele Tevlin, founder of Adele Wellness, an expert executive weight loss coach here on eHealth Radio's General Health, Nutrition, and Weight Management channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, you have a background in NLP. Please tell us a little bit about that and further explain the science behind nutrition and how are your thoughts and words related to your weight loss journey?
It's a great question. So NLP, otherwise known as neuro-linguistic programming, is how the science behind how our words actually influence our behavior. Our words have a lot of power, and they actually change the neural structure of our brain. And so when we say words like negative words versus positive words, they have a very different impact on us. So how NLP really fits into what I do with nutrition and what I do with my clients is teaching people the power of language, and that if you go into a program and you say things like, I'm going to try to do it, or I don't think I can because I've always failed, you know, you're never really going to get very far because your belief system is rooted in it's not going to work anyway. So how your thoughts and words relate to your weight loss journey is you really do, it's not even the power of positive thinking, but it's the power of positive language. Because if you, your language is really going to dictate your behavior. If you feel like you're never going to do it, it's not going to be a successful journey, it really won't be. So I actually really teach people how to retrain their language, reframe how they're thinking about it, and from there they really do start to see better results.
What are our triggers, and help our audience to understand trigger foods in certain times of day? I certainly would be interested to hear your take on this.
Sure. So one of the biggest triggers or trigger times that I talk about is if you think about 3 p.m., 3 o'clock in the afternoon is a time of day where a lot of people will hit the vending machine for a chocolate bar, or they'll go to the Starbucks and they'll wait in line for coffee and a muffin or a cookie. It's not a coincidence that that's a time of day that people are triggered by, because when we were young and we were kids, most of us got out of school around 3, 4 o'clock and got home and ate a snack, and that snack usually was something sugary. The brain understands patterns. So a lot of what you're doing as an adult are patterns that you have that you've developed as a child. We're really essentially living out conditioned responses, so to speak. So what I do when I meet people is I ascertain, you know, what times a day are you triggered to eat sugar, for instance. So it might be 3 o'clock. It might be late at night when no one's looking. So once we can identify what your triggers are, if it's sugar or salt, and what times of day you're triggered to eat, we can really create a strategy where you have a plan for how you're going to stop those patterns. Because just like you've built patterns, you can unbuild them. So that's what I mean by triggers.
Certainly interesting information. In conclusion, any closing thoughts or a final tip for the listeners today tuning in?
Absolutely. I mean, my biggest tip is be patient and be kind with yourself. If you're undergoing a weight loss journey, you want to make sure that it's not a fad diet and that it's something that's going to fit your life. And you really do want to get to understand what the root of some of your behaviors are, because once you can understand the root, you can really make sustainable changes. And if you want to know more about what I do, feel free to visit my website at www.adelwellness.com. And it's Adele Wellness on Instagram and Twitter as well. So, thank you so much for having me today.
Well, it's certainly been our pleasure. AdeleWellness.com. Adele, thanks so much for being with us here today on eHealth Radio. Have a fantastic rest of your day.
You as well. Thank you. Bye for now.
We've been speaking with Adele Tevlin, founder of Adele Wellness, an expert executive weight loss coach. And once again, the website of reference is AdeleWellness.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the General Health, Nutrition, and Weight Management channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.